Ambulances had trouble getting through the traffic jams in Padang. With the electricity out, the traffic lights were not working. Police had closed off some streets where rescue workers were digging through the rubble, and crowds of bystanders spilled out on the streets to watch. In front of a collapsed storefront where the father, mother, and two-year-old sister of Kendi Pratama now lie buried, friends and neighbors are flagging down cars and asking for donations to help the remaining family members. Pratama finds it difficult to speak. He says he feels sorry today and cannot think straight. Many houses and offices in Padang suffered only structural damage, but many large buildings like car dealerships, hospitals, hotels, mosques, churches completely collapsed. A local middle school is now just a pile of rubble. Over 60 students died when the school crashed down upon them. Indonesian Marine Lieutenant Alberto Nainggolan and his unit have been conducting rescue efforts at the school. He says today they found only one body alive. Yesterday, they found 16 bodies, all dead. They are racing against time. Soon their mission will change from rescuing survivors to recovering the dead. As they leave the site for the day, crowds of people descend, looking for anything of value, clothing, copper wire. One man finds a live rabbit. With electricity out, most local broadcasting has stopped, but not Padang TV. While their building was damaged, they moved their equipment outside and are using a generator for power. Budi Saya Rial is the news presenter.
Siaran di sini karena kondisi gedung kami sedang rusak, dan sebagian teman-teman masih trauma karena...
He says the building is damaged, but the people need information. Of course, most people in Padang cannot watch the news because they don't have power. But Saya Rial says others outside the city can see and need to know the extent of the damage caused by the earthquake. Brian Padden, VOA News, Padang.